Okay, let's discuss tonight a topic that is both timely and related to the daf from last week, which was on Shabbos. We didn't get to talk about it, but it is the daf in Shas, the source of Sfiras HaOmer. And one of the discussions in Tosfos, again, there's a lot of aspects to discuss. We're going to focus on one point tonight that is brought up by the Gemara and the Tosfos. So the Gemara tells us in Menachas and Daf Samach Vav, I gave it to you in source number one, Gufa, Amar Abaya, right towards the end, bottom of the Amud. Abaya tells us, mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, mitzvah l'mimnei shvuei. It's a mitzvah to count days, and a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan debei Rav Ashi, manu yomei umanu shvuei. Rabbanan counted days and weeks. Are the Rabbanan saying the same thing as Abaya? Abaya says, mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. And then Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, mitzvah to count days and weeks. Ameimar, mani yomei velo mani shvuei. Ameimar counted days and not weeks. Amar zecher lemigdashu. It's a zecher lemigdash. It is not something that we have to take as seriously, it seems. And therefore, don't worry about counting the weeks. Just count the days. A couple of questions which we're not going to focus on is, number one, what is the machlokas between Ameimar and the Rabbanan? Well, why not? Well, just do even things that are zecher lemigdash, we still do. Right? We shake a lulav in the normal way that they used to shake it in the mikdash, even though it's zecher lemigdash. So what exactly does that mean? That is not going to be our discussion for the night. Also, which we're not going to touch on, is the issue of d'oraisa d'rabbanan. It's zecher lemigdash makes it seem like, is that a mitzvah d'rabbanan bisman hazeh? But we know the sheet of the Rambam is that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa even bisman hazeh, against Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That is also something that we're not going to touch on so much tonight. What we are going to focus on is the famous Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag says in Tosfos, right there in Menachos, source number two, Od pasak bahalachas gedolos, she'im hifsik yom echad velo safar shuv eino sofer. If you miss a night, you can't count again. Can't count anymore if you missed a whole entire night. Mishum debaya tamimos, because you need tamimos. This is a concept that is nowhere in Shas. It is brought up by the Bahag. Tamimos! Right, we know of tamimos of, you know, the night of Shavuos. Oh, you can't start early, you need tamimos. But that comes from the Rishonim. You can't keep, so the Bahag says, if you missed an entire night, you cannot continue to keep, because you need tamimos. What? Well, we didn't get to that yet. We don't know anything about the day. If you miss a night, just like the Kitziras HaOmer was done at night, so too the Sfiras HaOmer is done at night. If you miss a day, you can no longer count because you need Tamimos. Tosfos says, V'teima gedolahu v'lo yitachein. Wow. Not such a common phrase in Tosfos. It's a tema and it's impossible. It's impossible that if you miss a day, you can't count the next day. Tosfos does not exactly say what's bothering him. For that, we have to look in the other Rishonim. We have to look in the Rush. There is no Rush on Menachos, except we have at the end of Menachos, we have Hilchas Tzitzis and Hilchas Tfilin. But if you look in the Rush Psachim, it talks about Sfiras HaOmer at the end of Psachim. That's where all the Rishonim discuss Sfiras HaOmer, the Baal HaMor, the Ramban. Says the Rush, the Baal HaMor at least, Kasav Bahag in source number three, Shem Hifzik Yomecha Velo Siper, Shuvein Osofer, Divina Tamimos, Ve'ein Nira Lari. Why? To call Laila Valaila mitzvah bifnei atzmahi. There the Rush explicates what's probably bothering Bali at Tosfos, and that is, how is it possible that if you miss a night, then you can't continue counting? It's 49 mitzvahs! It's 49 separate mitzvahs! So how could the Bahag say that if you missed a day, you can no longer count? That lechor is what's bothering the Tosfos against the Bahag. This is all laying the groundwork. What is the biggest raya to the Balei Tosfos? What's the biggest raya that is 49 separate mitzvahs? If we just look at the mitzvah thing logically, what would you say is the biggest raya that we could think of that it's 49 separate mitzvahs? What did we just do 5 minutes ago? No, we count the Sfira. We count the Sfira with a bracha. There are 49 brachas. 49 brachas, one mitzvah. So that is what the Tosfos Rid brings up in the Sefer HaMachria, raya to the Balei Tosfos and what many Rishonim hold, and that is, it's got to be that it's a different mitzvah every single night. Elavadai says the Sefer HaMachria, source number four. Lo amar achmad tamimos ela sheyaschu minyanam miba erev. What does tamimos mean? It means you should count at the beginning of the halachic day, which is the beginning of the night, So you have a you have counted a complete day. You have labeled the day. That's tamimos. Veloshi ya'akvu zetzeh. Not that they should be ma'akiv each other. Shekol yom v'yomu mitzvah v'nei atzmoi. Every day is a separate mitzvah. V'im chiser echad mehem lo mana chiser mitzvah oso hayom v'lo hifzeh shayom v'kach. If you miss one day, you miss that day. You didn't miss the next day. V'teida, what's the greatest raya? The greatest raya is the brachas. Shrei b'chol yom v'yom, anu mevarchen al sfiras ha'omer. Every day we say a bracha. V'yim isa she'enon ala mitzvah achas. If it's only one mitzvah, uma akvin zedzeh, that are all related. Right, so you have like the dal and minim. Make a separate bracha on each of the minim? No. He said make a separate bracha. If you, there's no bracha on chalisa. But if you make a bracha on chalisa, you'd make a separate bracha on every part of the process of chalisa? So here too, but just because it's a drawn out mitzvah, what, that conceptually should tell us that you should make a separate bracha? Kivit shebirach b'layla harishon la'yitzorach levarech, ela yamona b'lo bracha, you can't without the bracha. You're still doing the mitzvah. Umasha anu mevarchen b'chol layla v'layla, the fact that we make a bracha each and every night, shma mina shekol yom, v'yom mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi, v'ein ma'akvin zeetzeh. And that is why the Ri and the Rosh and the Machriya all hold against what we do. We are machmir for the sheet of the Bahag. But in theory, the Rishonim say that even if you didn't count one night, you are allowed to count the next nights. So what is the svar for the Bahag? That is what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the usually assumed svar of the Bahag, and then maybe something different from Rav Soloveitchik. That's what we're going to do tonight. Just discuss the svar of the Bahag. So what's the simple interpretation of the Bahag? What is said in the Olam HaYeshivas? What is the normal interpretation? Just the simple back, what they would say to the Ri and the Rosh. Hey, it's 349 separate mitzvahs. What would the Bahag's answer be? That's not true. The Bahag would say, it's one big mitzvah. Tamimos, the concept of Tamimos Tiyena, does not just mean that you have to start at the beginning of the night. But to do a complete mitzvah, you have to do, it's one big mitzvah with 49 parts. Right? And that is based on an idea from the Sefer HaChinuch. Look at the Sefer HaChinuch, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'yesha Amru, the Bahag, Shemisha Shchachach V'lo Mana Yom Echad, Shein Yachol Limnos Od Ba'os Sashana. Why? He says it Beferish, Shekfi Shekulan Mitzvah Achasi. One big mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Umikiva sheshachach meyem yom echad, hari kol hacheshbon batu mimenu. It's one big mitzvah, and therefore, if you missed a night, so it's going to end up from here on in, when you started, so you could foresee, hopefully, that you're going to be able to fulfill the entire mitzvah. But if you already have missed, then you can't say a bracha. You can't say a bracha, because you know it's going to be an imperfect mitzvah. And therefore, kol hacheshbon batmi menu, and that is the simple interpretation of the Bahag. That it's all one big mitzvah with 49 parts. The chiddush of the Bahag is that what? That you'd make 49 brachas on one mitzvah. Do we ever have such a parallel?
Do we know that he did that?
Sorry?
Do we know that he did that?
We don't have any other record of not making 49 brachas. No Rishon says that you only make one bracha the first night. All the Rishonim do discuss the Shechianu and why we don't do Sveika de Yoma. So they discuss the other issues related to the bracha. So if it was true that they wouldn't make the bracha, l'chora, they would have to say it. So the question is, there any other parallel? Do we ever have a mitzvah where we make more than one bracha? So there are some that we have, but it's not exactly the same. We were this morning, right? By a bris, we make two brachas by the bris. We make different brachas by other mitzvahs, but that's not the same. One might be more of a shevach in the context of a mitzvah, as we've discussed in the past. But that is a chiddush. This might be the unique mitzvah. What? Chanukah. Interesting. Chanukah. We have to think of another mitzvah that is played out over a couple of days. Right? Lulav. Lulav. So is lulav one big mitzvah? Or d'oraisa? What do they do in the Beis HaMikdash? Nowadays, it's only zechel HaMikdash. And even so, we make a bracha each day before the netilah. There was a hefsek. Right, so the question is, what about sphere? Well, we do, sphere is something different each time. Lulav is the same mitzvah over and over again. Sukkah, we also make, every time we do sukkah, but it's a different mitzvah of sukkah. There's a hesach hadas. The Bahag wants to say that it's one big mitzvah. And even so, there even, maybe we can even ask a difficulty for against the Bahag. I don't think I put this on the sheet, but it's a Gemara that we mentioned in the past. Actually, Rav Shechter quotes it in source number 6. In Eretz Tzvi, the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, the Gemara tells us rules and regulations of Hilchos Brachos. Their usual rule is that when I put tzitzis on my beged, I don't make a bracha. When I write tefillin, I don't make a bracha. When I build a sukkah, we paskin, we don't make a bracha. Why not? The Yerushalmi says you make a bracha. Why not? So the Gemara says there, it's quoted on line number 2 in source number 6, kol mitzvah sha'asiyasa lav gemara mitzvah se'imavarchan aleha. You don't make a bracha except at the final stage of a mitzvah. That's the rule. The final stage of a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha when you build a sukkah. You don't make a bracha when you put tzitzis on a beged. You don't make a bracha by all of those. So, final stage. That's the rule of the Gemara. So, how could the Bahag say what he says? Is this Gemara against the Bahag? The Gemara seems to say, you only have the final stage. So we should make a bracha on the 49th night. What's the difference between this Gemara and the Bahag? How could the Bahag survive? Fine, we can say, oh, there's no other model. But how could the Bahag survive with this Gemara? The Gemara says you only make a bracha at the final stage of a mitzvah. Masha ein kein, so you should make it the 49th night. So I think maybe one could say straightforward, simple, the Gemara is talking about hechsher mitzvahs and ma'isa mitzvahs. When you build a sukkah, you're not even doing the mitzvah yet. That's what the Gemara means by asiyasa gemara mitzvah, the final stage. If you have a hechsher mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on the hechsher mitzvah, you only make a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah itself. But what's the Bahag's case? There's 49 parts of the ma'isa mitzvah. There's nothing hechsher about it. So that's the difference. The Bahag would say, no, that Gemara is talking about, that's what Rav Shechter says in source number 6. He suggests that. So tignu bracha al hechsher mitzvah, ava ba'osa ma'isa mitzvah kvar achsho, but if you're already doing the ma'isa mitzvah, alfa pisha kiyam osa mitzvah in a bai de lachar zman, even though it's not completed until later, still one could say that one could get a bracha. Again, we still have the question of, is there any other model or precedent? But at least to salvage, to save the Bahag from against the Gemara, we can say there's a difference between various ma'isa hamitzvos and doing a hechsher mitzvah versus a ma'isa hamitzvah. This is how usually the machlokas of the Bahag and the other Rishonim are understood. The other Rishonim say it's 49 separate mitzvahs. The Bahag said it's one big mitzvah with 49 parts. The Chiddush is the bracha. And if this is the machlokas, there'd be the regular discussion of nafkaminas between one mitzvah and 49 mitzvahs. What if somebody knows that they're not going to be able to finish? What if somebody knows that they're going in for surgery at a certain time during Sfira and they're going to miss a day? They're going to be out for 24 hours. What if somebody knows that 99% they're going to forget? They're going to forget. What if somebody thinks, what? Bar mitzvah boy. Yeah, bar mitzvah boy. They have every sheet in the book for a bar mitzvah boy. Right? Even if you didn't count till now, you could start. Even if you did start, you can't. And depending on what you did. The Achronim have all three discussions. Or let's say, big Shiloh, maybe we could have a separate cheer about this, what do you do if you cross the dateline in the wrong direction? Right, if you go from New Zealand, Australia to California, it's fine. You're going backwards. But if you go the other way, sometimes you'll leave on Sunday, you'll wake up on Tuesday. Right? You just didn't have a Monday. So it's a huge discussion. What are you supposed to do about Sfira? That's why people try not to travel. Some people have to. But as someone who said he never did it because he had a stomach. You don't want to mess up his Sfira. That's Sfira defines my work schedule. Right? That's if it's possible for somebody to do that. But either way, so these are all nafkaminas. Because if you say it's 49 separate mitzvahs, no problem. If you say it's one big mitzvah, then it could all be a problem. The reason that Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with this explanation of the Bahag is the other shita of the Bahag. Putting the two shitas of the Bahag together make it more difficult. And that is what you said before. Source number 7. The Bahag is quoted in the Tur. Taf Pei Tes, the Siman of Asfiras Omer. Cause of a Bahag. Im Shachach Levarek Kol Alayla, we know if you forget to count the entire night, She Yispar Bayom, you can count during the day. You're allowed to count during the day. V'yeno nira l'ri. L'ri says, what are you talking about? Don't even be a rush saw, cause of Yisrael beyond below bracha. Okay, without a bracha. But it's still counting. The question is, what is Mimanashach? If you're allowed to count during Bayom, if that's called a counting according to the Bahag Bidyeved, then why don't you do it with a bracha? And if it's not a counting, then how does it work? What's this? Never think about this. What's this middle idea that, oh, you can count with a bracha and then continue with a bracha the next night. And you have to count without a bracha. What are you doing? Are you doing the mitzvah? You're not doing the mitzvah. If you're doing the mitzvah, then count with a bracha. If you're not doing the mitzvah, then what are you doing? How does it help you? You missed the night if that's the ikar adin of the mitzvah. So because of this problem, the Rav thought that we have to reanalyze the Bahag. And is it so pashut that his shita of, if you forget a night, so then you messed up, is there any way to say otherwise? Is there any way that the Bahag could also hold like other Rishonim, that it's 49 separate mitzvahs? But for some reason still, even if you forget a night, you can't continue. That's what the Rav tried to figure out. And he asked a couple more questions before answering. Couple of questions. Couple of shittas that we have to figure out what the svar is. First, the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in source number 8, the Chafetz Chaim quotes a fascinating shita of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon. What does Rav Haigon say? Says the Bir Halacha, V'yafagav, dechziv temimos tiyena, kasav aritzgeyas b'shem Rav Haigon, demekayim demitzvahs temimos b'shivuei. Dahainu shebekol mishlam shivuei, k'shomer chesma shivu, mekayim shiva shivos temimos tiyena. Okay, we're not going to focus on that. That's a separate question about weeks versus days. Maybe if you count weeks, you could continue. V'oti reitsham, dehechi de'ishtali yom echad. If all you forgot was one night, Yispar Belel Sheni Shtei Asviris. You could count the next night, two. Kegon, Beshachach Svira Rishona. If you forgot night, the first night, Yomar, Besvira Shnia, Esmol Haya Echad Ba'omer, V'Yomar Din Shrei Ba'umra. If you forget a night, you could say yesterday was, it's not just before, because you don't want to be used to the counting. You could say yesterday was one, tonight's two. V'kiva demani gamshel esmol lo nafach michal tamimus tiyena. It's not a lack of tamimus. Unbelievable. If you miss two nights, you're stuck. You can't say, there's no nusach of, you know, 2 days ago. Shilshom. Right, shilshom. Right, we could come up with a word, but Rav Haigon doesn't say it. Unless he, I don't know how far he would go.
With a bracha.
Well, that, yeah, 100%. Continue with a bracha. What's the svar for that? And that's tamimus. Lo nafak miklal tamimus. That's not a violation of tamimus. As long as he did yesterday and today. What if you know you're going to miss tomorrow? Can you say, tonight this, tomorrow I'm going to be very busy. So tomorrow night's going to be 14. Does that work?
No.
Doesn't say. No, you might say that you can't proactively assume.
Something that didn't happen.
Right. You can't, but here, you should say, avar yoma, batar karbano. If you miss yesterday, so what does it mean? How can you count for yesterday? Today? Kasha 1. Kasha 2. Says the Beis Yosef, source 9. Also quoted in the poskim, quotes the Machzor Vitri and Abu Draham. Kasav Rav David Abu Draham, Kasav Machzor Vitri. Hamis Palim at Tzibur Mibod Yom. What happens? It happens sometimes. You're davening with a Tzibur and it's too early. You're davening with Chamayr ben Ashul and they know that they're not going to get a minyan from Meir. So sometimes they rely on kulas, especially for Meir, if you daven right after Shkia. So you say you have a mincha right before Shkia, right after Shkia. But Svira, we usually wait a couple of extra minutes. So what happens if you're in a shul and they're gonna count early? What do you do? Says the Machzor Vitri, Mona Imahim below bracha. Count with them without a bracha. And you make a t'nai. What do you say? Meimar Amar, Imez Karbalaila Bebesi, if I remember tonight to count. Achser v'avarakadin v'nimsa shall be rakti levatala. If I remember to count, then what I'm doing right now is nothing and meaningless, and I really mean what I'm going to do later. V'im eshkach, but if I get later, hari manisi yamim mishmos lemitzvot. So I counted. That's the Machzor Vitri and Abu Draham. So again, what does that mean? Are you allowed to? It's after plaga mincha. Are you allowed to? You don't want to be able to forget, so you're allowed to count, or you're not allowed to count now. If you're allowed to count, now do it with a bracha. If you're not allowed to count yet, so what you're doing now is meaningless. And then you're going to count later with a bracha. If you forget, how will you yotzei? Ask the Magen Avraham. I don't understand this. Source number 10. Misha amar zalimnos matzimur mibod yom. Tala buki siriki b'rabeinu. He hung empty bottles on Rabbeinu. Meaning is, what is this talking about? Dekol shamanim mibod yom lo'asav al-klum. If it's too early, it's too early. V'adarabah. K'meyid masheinu. You're saying it's 14. It's not 14. The imis yare shema yishkach besvira the yismach al svira zu kamo b'shkriyishma shal arvis imken kvar yatsi di svira. If you really think but yeah, but this is the time, then what are you doing? Ukshechoz mevarech ha v'bracha levatala. Therefore, the Rashba, the Magen Avraham here is quoting the Rashba, and he quotes, I don't understand this whole svara. Miman of Shach, why are you allowed to do this? So, what does Rav Haigon mean that if you miss the day, you can count the next two nights, count yesterday and tonight, and what does the Matzah Vitra mean that you can have this early counting, and you can make it tonight? Said the Rav as follows. I gave it to you from one of the Masorah journals. Source number 11, the Masorah Chelek Gimel. Said the Rav, maybe the Pshat of the Bahag is not that, as we usually understand, there's one big mitzvah. Really, it's 49 mitzvahs. But the chiddush of Sfiras HaOmer is that the Torah demands these 49 mitzvahs to be done as a continuity, as a continuum. There's a din of ritzifus. There's a din of the series of mitzvos. Usually mitzvahs are separate mitzvahs, unique mitzvahs. The Chiddush of Sfiras HaOmer, yes, it's counted as one of the 613. But, says the Rav, maybe the Chiddush is that it's 49 mitzvahs done in the context of each other. And they have to be done in the context of each other. That's the Chiddush of the Bahag. Says the Rav in Source 11, the din zeh nomar dafka b'kiyam mitzvah svira, the rak halayla kasha l'kiyam mitzvah svira, ava mikom makom imana bayom, shabra v'ekol panim, maisa svira. Says the Rav, there's a difference between the mitzvah of counting and the fact that you're able to connect all the mitzvahs of counting. The only time you can do the mitzvah is at night. That's the key of a mitzvah. That's why you only make the bracha at night. What are you doing by day? You're not doing the mitzvah. You blew the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah anymore. So you know what you could do? You could at least create the context and the connection between yesterday and today. That's how you save yourself for the next day. Not that you're doing the mitzvah svira, but you are at least doing a maisa svira, which saves you. Lachain svira le on line 4. Im shachach lispar balaylo umana bayom, demona below bracha. Why? To after bayom ena makayim mitzvah svira, mikomako maisa svira shaper havi. It's still a maisa svira. Asher zamoa le inyash yukola hamshach lispar achach balaylos. You can count the following nights with a bracha. That's the chiddush of what tmimos is. Tmimos doesn't mean it's one big mitzvah according to the Bahag. Tmimos means it's 49 connected mitzvahs. That makes the complete unit of svira. And that's beautiful, you think about it. That's the Rav Haigon. What does Rav Haigon say? Yesterday it was 4, tonight's 5. Can't do the mitzvah anymore, you blew it. The answer is you're right. But if it's one day late, you could still connect it to yesterday. Yesterday and today. Yesterday was 5 and tonight 6. That's Rav Haigon. And what else do we say? That could also be the Magen Avraham. Not the Magen Avraham. That could be the Machzor Vitri, what the Magen Avraham was arguing on. What did the Machzor Vitri say? The Abu Dram? You count early and then you count late with a Tanai. What do you mean? Mimanavshach, if you can count now, then you should say you should count now with a bracha. The answer is no, you can't count now. You can't count now with a bracha because it's not the time for the mitzvah yet. But you know what? After Plag HaMincha, it's enough connected to tomorrow that I could do the Maisa Sfira of tomorrow. Even if I can't do the mitzvah Sfira yet. But you still need the Tanai. Still need the Tanai, which is a Chiddush. But that is the Rav's Chiddush. And that, if you look in the Trumas Hadeshen seems to say this explicitly. It says the Trumas Hadeshen in source number 12, Im safek la'echad, im safar la'ila achasu la'av, hech yasa mikad ve'helech. What do you do if you're not sure if you counted? Yira desipu ispar bebracha mikad ve'hala. Shubha Sadeshan holds, if you're not sure, you still count with a bracha. V'lo mibayim niskar besveikasu bayom ahu, sh'oz vadei tzorach lispar bayom below bracha mitoch asavek. Not only if you remember that day, v'shov yispar b'la'ashar li'lispar bracha. Not only then, but even if you really don't remember. Rov Rishonim say separate mitzvahs. V'hachi nahaginan afilu bevadai shachach balayla lispar v'sofer bayom below bracha sofer shuv bibracha. Even if you vade forgot at night, you count during the day without a bracha, and you can count the rest with a bracha. Why? Look at his lashon. To mikri shaper tmimos hoil v'lo dileg yom echad lagamrei, because you didn't totally miss a day. What is he saying? He doesn't say because it's one big mitzvah. He doesn't say because you at least did the mitzvah during the day. No. He says he didn't miss a day. He didn't miss a day because the point is to have all the days connected to each other. And therefore you could do that and say even yesterday. And you could do that and even do it a little early. Right? The Machzor Vitri's case is doing it a little early. The Rav Haigo's case is doing it a little late. But either way, it's connecting and you didn't miss. And that is why the Bahag says what he says. And that's how you can fit the two Bahags together. It's 49 separate mitzvahs. Everybody agrees to that. The Bahag agrees to the other Rishonim. But it has to be in the series. It has to be in the context of each other. And therefore, that's why you can count during the day. A couple of other shitas that fit very nicely into this svara. Look at the tour. The tour calls another shita of the Gaonim. Okay, this might have been, we're talking about the Bahag, Rav Haigon, Rav Sadia Gaon. This might have been a shita that all the Gaonim had. The Gaonim had this shita about Svira. The Torah and Sorin, again, Tafet has quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. Look at this shita. For Rav Sadia Kasav, the im shachach be'echan min hayamim, yivarech b'yamim shala acharav. If you forget one night, you could still make the bracha the next night. Chutz mi laila harishon. She'im shachach v'lo birech bo, Shalo Yavarech Od. There's a difference between the first night and all other nights. All other nights, if you forget, it's okay. Not as big a deal. The first night, no, it makes a big difference. And then Rav Haigon is quoted, Bein Balayla Rishon, Bein B'Shar Leilos, Im Shachav Lo Birech Bo Yavarech B'Shar Leilos. Rav Haigon says, not the Bahag, that it doesn't matter. No, you could always make the bracha afterwards because Rabbi Yonah, like the other Rishonim. Is there a svara for Rav Sadia Gaon? Why should the first night make a difference? First night versus other nights. Right? If it's one big mitzvah, then any night should mess it up.
You didn't count.
You didn't count. If you don't have number one, you didn't start the series. You didn't create the context. The first night is the basis of the series. And therefore, again, if it's 49 separate mitzvahs, it shouldn't make a difference. If it's one big mitzvah, it also shouldn't make a difference. Ah, but if it's 49 mitzvahs, but they have to be done in the context of each other, so then again, one, missing the first night, might be more significant, because it sets up the entire set.
Still against Rav Haigon.
That Rav Haigon, correct. Rav Haigon hold like the other Rishonim. One final point related to this, and that is back to the chinuch for a minute. Look at the chinuch back in, we have this on back on the first page, in source 5. Look at source 5. So first he quoted the Yesha Amru, which was the Bahag, that if you miss a night, you can't count anymore. And then he quotes, V'lo hod, second to last line, V'lo hodu morenu shebidorenu l'svarazu. Now they didn't agree to this, that if you miss one night totally, so then the whole chashon is batel. Ela, mishashachach yom echad, if you forget one day, yomar, emesh hayukach below bracha. Right? That's what we said so far. Right? You could say yesterday was blank, but look what he adds. Umone ha'achirim im kol Yisrael. And then he continues counting. He could say yesterday was this, and he continues counting im kol Yisrael. What does that mean? He continues counting im kol Yisrael. What is that? Who cares about all Yisrael? Right? Sviras Omer is, it's not like Sviras Hayovel, which is totally on Besdin. Right? Legabi my mitzvah, it should have no bearing. What does it call Yisrael mean? But it could be, again, it's hard. You don't build a shir just on this line of the chinuch. But if you have everything else that we've said, it could very well be that legabi the context, if I missed one day, and I acknowledge one day, and all the rest of Klal Yisrael are counting this tonight, I could link up with them and connect to their series. They could help create the context for me. That's him call Yisrael. That's why the first night can make a difference. That's why you can count a little early. That's why you count a little late. Not that you're doing the mitzvah, but the difference between a Maisa Sfira and the Mitzvah Sfira. And the Bahag holds 49 mitzvahs. But they have to be done in the context of each other. Right, there is already a kind. Maybe that's why that fits very well. Meaning you already have the Omer and the Shtei Halachim that are the poles of this mitzvah, and you have 49 mitzvahs to do to connect those. Exactly. And those are tzivur related. Those are tzivur related. Beautiful. I'm called Yisrael. This will be a beautiful Husafa. One final, getting back to what the Nafka Minu we mentioned before, if all this is correct, So then, everything I gave you in the next couple of sources, what to do about a bar mitzvah boy during Sfira is much different. Right? What do we say? Oh, it's usually understood as, according to the other Rishonim, no problem. According to the Bahag, he is stuck, or he might be stuck, because he might not be called, right? Might be, he's not doing a mitzvah the first half. Right, and this you have on all the Achronim. The Avnei Nezer writes in source number 14 that even if he has been counting, he cannot continue according to the Bahag. That's what he cannot continue because you missed those days. That's what he says. Right? He says in the last couple of lines, V'achanami, ha-svira she-sifer ba-katanus e'en achshev ha-svira v'shuv-tolib ha-machlok ha-zaposkim im-lo-sofer yom-echad im-choyev lispar shar-yamim v'sofer below-bracha. So the Avnei Nezer says even if he has been counting, he cannot continue counting. Others say, if you look in the Siyunim LaTorah, Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says, otherwise he has a raya opposite that even if he has not been counting, he could start counting, because he was mufka from the mitzvah beforehand. Most Rishonim say the middle approach, most Achronim. Rishonim don't really talk about it. Most say the middle approach. If he's been counting till now, he can continue. If he hasn't been counting till now, you can't continue. But according to this, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. I give the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch in... No, I didn't give it to you. Either way, but the Minchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah Shinvav, in the Mitzvah Sefirah Omer, that's what he says. But either way, that's a big nafkamina. Even according to the Bahag, according to our approach, you could continue counting as long as he counted beforehand. Why? Because he did a Maisa Sefirah beforehand. Even if he didn't do a Mitzvah Sefirah, sometimes you could look at the Maisa of a Katan and have it acknowledged in Halacha. Kinyan or Kinyan, especially when he's 12 years old. He or she is 12 years old, so that's why that could be an important nafkamina. The final one I wanted to mention is, right, that's what the Rav Shaftah says in Source 17, Vayanira, the Lafi Biurenu, Hashini Bedas Bahag, according to the Rav's approach to the Bahag, the Inkan Beis Menachos, there's no problem with counting. The Aft Shakoma Shasa Bekanuso, in Olo, Latesi De Chobas HaMitzvahs, Bishvil Azman Lachashayeg Dili, into the Mitzvah, Mikom Makom Hacha Yochalisper Shara Yamin Bebracha, the Shaper Ika Hem Shechiyut. There is continuity. It's connected to the previous Maisim. And therefore, he would be able to continue. So again, the Rav's Chiddush in the Bahag is a Maisa separate from a mitzvah could help for the continuity factor. And that's why even after Plaga Mincha, that's why even if you missed one, you could count yesterday. That's why even a child and one more. That's why possibly an Onain. What does an Onain do? We alluded to this on Shabbos. What does an Onain do? He's not allowed to do it. Sure can't make the bracha. Is he allowed to count? Says the Pischei Tshuva. Ayin Tshuva is known to be Yehuda. Simen Samach Zayin Shekasav. Dim hu onin bimei asvira balayla. And he's not going to miss an entire day. Vim lo yispar balayla liyucha levarech. Gam yam shal ha'achrav. Yispar boso layla below bracha. Vaz yochal levarech b'shar yamim. 1 second. But we pask an asr to do mitzvahs. We pask an asr. You're not allowed to make a bracha. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs. He's not allowed to say hamotzi if he eats. He eats without a bracha. Right? And Oni's not allowed to do mitzvah. He's not allowed to shake a lulav. He's not allowed to any mitzvah. Oni's not allowed to do. So what do you do here? So says the Pnot de Yehuda, no problem. Just say it without a bracha. What do you mean say it without a bracha? If all there is in Svira is the concept of a mitzvah every night, then he should not be able to do it. So the Rav would answer, no. The point is that you're right. He's also to do the mitzvah, but he's not doing this b'toras the mitzvah. He's doing this just b'toras the ma'isa sfira in order to continue the continuity, to create the hemshech yud. And in that way, we'll be able to continue counting. So l'sakeim, even though rov of the oilam, the general way the Bahag is usually understood is that it's one mitzvah, and that's why if you forget a night, you cannot continue. Against the other, we've shown him that if you forget a night, you can still continue. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that Eve, based on the Bahag himself, that you can count during the day, what's that about? And four or five other shitos that fit in, the Rav Haigon and Rav Soloveitchik and others, that even if you hold that you can't continue, forget a night, that's not because there's one big mitzvah, it's because there are 49 separate mitzvahs that could all be done in the, that all have to be done in the context of each other. There's a concept of hemshechiyut, the concept of continuity. And this on a hashkafic level is also, the point is verse Omer, there's the yachid and there's the sivur. Every single night has individual, singular importance. It's 49 mitzvahs. But the past, the present builds on the past and looks to the future. And there's a concept of past, present, and future, everything being connected as we continue our march to Kabbalah Satorah. So that's the individual moment and the larger moment that we talk about. Okay, we'll stop here. So just one of the inyanim related to Sfiras HaOmer. We didn't talk about Shemir Kaona tonight. We didn't talk about the other issues, the Arisa Derabanan. Hopefully we'll get to some of those. We'll see next week what the daf brings up, but we'll see if we'll mention something about the Omer as well. Okay, we'll stop here.